when I got my idea. So I jumped to my feet and I explained to the committee how we can raise the $2,500.
That's my girl.
Well, everyone applauded. And then Betsy Carter said, I move that Donna be elected chairman. Bingo! I was chairman. Well, I really didn't want it, and I told them so. But then Lydia said, darling, you're doing the right thing to refuse. So, I accepted.
Women recognize a good chairman when they see one. Now, what's your idea?
Hi!
Hi, Jeff. How was practice?
Oh, crummy. Us Bobcats decided unanimously that we need a new tackling dummy.
We Bobcats. Now, is that such a crisis?
Well, sure. What would Notre Dame be without one? It's a necessity.
But you've gotten along all right up till now without a tackling dummy.
We use Fatso Coogan. But he's moving out of town, so we need a new dummy. Can you help us?
Oh, sorry, I just had my hair done.
And I've got a tight schedule.
I mean financial help. It costs $33.
Ooh.
Oh, now wait. Mm-hmm. Jeff, we could hand you the money. But you really wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. Now, my hospital committee has to raise $2,500. You don't see me running to the Bobcats with a box under my arm.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I intend to raise it with a benefit concert.
Well, you have more time than we do.
Jeff, you're endowed with your mother's ingenuity. Now, run along and use it.
Goodbye.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
Now, what's with this benefit concert?
Well, Antoine Duval is in town. You saw his picture in the paper.
Hey, Madam Chairman, relax.
I know what you're thinking. I'll never get him to play.
Well, the way I hear it, this Duval just finished pounding a piano through 34 countries. His fingers are tired. He came to Hilldale to rest them.
I know. I read Gil Tucker's interview, too. But I feel that if I could just talk to him...
Talk.
He doesn't know me. If I ask him now and he turns me down, I'm finished. No, the way these things are worked out is that you have someone important introduce you. You know, pave the way.
Judging by the gleam in your eye, you already have your paver.
Loretta Heiser says that George will do it for me.
Well, the president of a bank should be important enough.
Excuse me, dear. Mary, do you have to use the loud pedal? Oh, hello, Lydia. Come in. Thank you. I just came by to see about the benefit. I thought I might help in some way. Mary, please.
Hello, Mrs. Langley.
Hello.
I'm sorry. It's got a tricky beat, and I just can't hear it unless I hammer it out.
Well, honey, go to Betty's house and hammer it. Her folks are taking a vacation in London.
Okay. Bye, Mother. Bye, Mrs. Langley.
Bye, honey. And take it easy, or they'll hear it over there.
Well, thank you. Darling, I had no idea you knew Antoine Duval.
Well, I don't.
Really? Well, the way you bounced to your feet and said, I'll get Antoine Duval, we all thought you were related.
I'm sorry I didn't mean to give that impression.
Donna, I think I should explain something to you. My only concern, of course, is the hospital.
Of course.
And I harbor no resentment because they accepted your suggestion instead of mine.
Lydia, I understand perfectly.
Good. Now, hypothetically speaking, if your plan should end disastrously, I'm sorry. Disaster is such a strong word.
Well, we were only speaking hypothetically.
Yes, weren't we?
Lydia, what you're trying to say, subtly, of course, is that I may be responsible for depriving the children of their playroom.
Oh, my dear, I'm only suggesting the possibility. After all, I only came here in the spirit of goodwill and to offer my help.
Well, thank you, Lydia. I can't tell you how comforting you've been.
We all know that you did this in a moment of enthusiasm, and I'm sure that none of us will hold you to account for it.
Lydia, those children will get their playroom.
Absolutely. We can always fall back on my play, if it isn't too late.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Lydia.
How does this benefit work?
Well, we get somebody to entertain and charge admission.
Like a singer or a magician.
What about Shorty Malone's orchestra?
Well, fellas, looks like Shorty Malone's gonna get us our tackling dummy.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
Hello, Jeff.
Oh, hello, Antoinette.
I am interrupting something, no?
Well, if you'll excuse us, this is an official Bobcats meeting for fellas. Now, Pete, you call Shorty and I'll see about printing the tickets.
Jeff, did you not get my note at school?
Well, sure. Let's talk about it later, okay?
You're tied up. I'll take care of the tickets. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, I'm not really tied up.
I am so sorry, Jeff. I did not wish to embarrass you in front of the Bobcats.
That's Bobcats. Look, Antoinette, I'm kind of busy. I know you'll excuse me, so... So long. It's nice seeing you again.
I'm so sorry. I have to come in. I told Papa to come for me here.
Oh, come in.
Jeff, you forget to answer my note. Will you come to my dinner party?
Well, I don't know. I may be busy that night. What night is it?
Tomorrow night.
Well, who's going to be there?
There will be you and me.
Who else?
Antim.
Well, I don't know him.
Antim means just you and me.
Well, I don't know about this Antim thing, but I'll let you know. I don't want to ruin your dinner party, so if you can't wait...
Oh, I wait.
Yes, George, Loretta told me that Duval opened an account at the bank. Yes. So all you have to do is introduce it. And that should be very simple. Oh, it'll be impossible. Well, Loretta is going to be terribly disappointed. Well, she says your most endearing quality is that you never say no. Who? Gil Tucker. Well, yes, I know he interviewed Duval. Yes, that's a wonderful idea. I'll call him right away, George. Thanks. Bye.
What happened to your father?
Jeff, if you come to my dinner party, I will show you some beautiful pictures I took while Papa and I were in India.
Well, Rusty knows all about India. He always gets 100 in geography. Why don't you ask him? He's great at dinner parties where you discuss India.
He does not have your dimples.
But, Gil, I need an introduction from somebody important. Well, you're being the editor of the newspaper.
Look, Donna, Mr. Duval came here for duck hunting and not piano playing.
Well, merely because I gave your wife the name of my dressmaker and saved her $10 a dress doesn't mean that you're obligated.
Yes. Donna, I personally can't ask him, but if all you want is to meet him, call Hudson Sporting Goods and ask for Bill Hudson. Tell him I said to call him.
But who's Bill Hudson?
He rents Duval his duck decoys.
Well, that hardly makes them fraternity brothers, but... I guess an introduction from a duck salesman's better than nothing. Thanks, Gil. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, Mr. Duval. I'm Jeff.
Oh, so you are DJ. Really, you do have them. Come on, Antoinette. I have to pick up some records before the post office closes.
Papa made them. He plays the piano.
Please, Antoinette, I am sure Jeff is not interested.
Papa is, comment dit donc, magnifique.
She means I am on the beat.
And you play rock and roll?
Usually I play Bach and Beethoven.
Oh, Papa can play rock and roll, roll and rock, or anything. Play for him, please, Papa.
I suppose I could noodle around a bit.
Well, good, come on.
Wait till you hear him.
The Roundhouse Rock? May Ludwig and Johann forgive me.
Hello,
tell me that I'm Mrs. Stone. Yes, Mr. Hudson tells me that whenever Mr. Duval goes duck hunting, you give him a rubdown when he gets home. What? I beg your pardon. I can't hear you. Just a second. Please, I'm on the phone. Stop that infernal racket!
Oh, that's Mother. Would you like to meet her? She's really very nice.
No, no. Perhaps we should wait for more friendly circumstances. Come, Lucy.
Au revoir.
You will be at my home for dinner tomorrow night, no?
Well...
If you will take my advice, my daughter is a very determined woman. You may as well say yes now, because you will do so later. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
Mr. Ziegler, you're expecting him at 6 o'clock? Oh, Mr. Ziegler, you can do me a big favor. Now, I'm going to send my husband down to you just as soon as he gets home. Now, when he gets there, put him in the steam cabinet next to Mr. Duval and introduce them. Mr. Ziegler, it's for the hospital. Mr. Ziegler. Mr. Ziegler. Honey, after this, when I'm on the phone, please lay off the piano.
Mother, I just got home.
But then who...
Hi, Mom.
Look, I distinctly heard somebody trying to wreck our piano.
Well, that was Mr. Duval.
Who?
Oh, Anton Duval.
Here? Playing the piano?
Well, sure, I asked him to play some rock and roll.
Oh, why did I miss him? He must have been super.
Mom didn't think so. She yelled, "Stop that infernal racket!" Mom, what's the matter?
If it won't endanger national security, would you mind telling me what Mr. Duval was doing in our house?
Well, he came to pick up his daughter, Antoinette.
But why didn't you tell me you knew Antoinette?
Well, you never asked me. She just entered our school last week.
Honey, would you get that, please? But why didn't you call me in and introduce me to Mr. Duval?
Well, I was about ready to when he yelled at him. He got scared and left.
I still say that a concert will make more money than a play. I'm not giving up until he says no to me personally.
That's the stuff.
Hello, Donna.
Oh, hello, Lydia.
Donna, I ran into Anton Duval just an hour ago. My car hooked bumpers with his in front of Hudson's Sporting Goods.
Well, why didn't I think of that?
Well, he was very gracious about it. Not like American men who scream, "Woman driver." Well, as he was disengaging our bumpers, I started to talk to him about concerts. In general.
Well, you picked a beautiful time.
But before I could get specific, he refused you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
You couldn't do anything more, Mother.
Well, I really must go. If you'll take my advice, you'll forget all about Monsieur Duval.
Oh, I'll just leave a copy of the play with you. I thought you might play the part of the innkeeper's wife. It's on page 48.
I do. Goodbye, children.
Goodbye, Miss Bye.
The part on page 48.
Oh. Look, Mom, us Bobcats were planning a concert with Shorty Malone, the one-man band. Tell you what, you can have him for your concert instead. You mean more to me than a tackling dummy.
Thanks, dear.
Well, I mean it. You can always get a piano player. But how often can you find some guy that can play the mouth organ, the accordion, and beat a drum at the same time?
What are you trying to do, Jeff? Make Mother cry?
Mouth organ and drums. Oh, Mother, he's a saddest.
Well, let's face it, children. This was Lydia's day. Well, it's all for charity. Page 48. Innkeeper's wife.
Thanks.
Stone speaking. Oh, yes, Pete. Jeff is up in his room. Do you want me to call? What's that? Shorty Malone. Oh. All right, Pete. I'll tell him. Thank you. Goodbye.
What was that?
Well, it seems Shorty Malone is not going to be able to... Is this my son?
Is this the boy who thinks a clean T-shirt is formal?
Oh, no, and even a tie.
Well, gentlemen always wear ties to dinner parties.
I don't mean to probe, but what dinner party?
Well, Antoinette and I are in teaming it tonight.
I thought Antoinette annoyed you, Jeff.
Well, it comes a time when a kid has to make a sacrifice for his mother.
Honey, it's wonderful what you're trying to do, but don't be disappointed if Mr. Duvall refuses to play the concert.
Oh, he won't refuse me. Not the man who's angling to be my father-in-law.
You just have a nice time and don't worry about me. The play will make some money.
Jeff, you use my bath salts.
Smells like a lilac bush.
Oh, wait till I tell the Bobcats about this.
You do, and I'll tell all your boyfriends that you snore.
Mother, I do not.
I'll tell them anyway.
Jeff, would you like me to drive you?
No, thanks, Dad. I'll ride my bike.
Hey, Jeff, wait a minute. Jeff, come here. What's this bulge? Wait a minute. Oh, la-di-da, Violet's your mamselle.
Oh, I just thought that.
Honey, you thought right. If I were a little girl, you'd just sweep me off my feet. You run along and have a good time.
Okay.
Your flowers.
Thanks.
Jeff, look, I've got some sort of rough news for you. Shorty Malone was called out of town on a job. But if you swing this tonight, the Bobcats will get their tackling done, okay?
Thanks, Dan. Wish me luck.
I do, my friend.
Bye, Jeff.
Sachez la femme.
Jeff, you are enjoying my dinner party, no?
Oh, super. Glad I came.
Thank you.
Boy, you sure make good chicken.
Oh, it is not chicken. It is frog's legs.
I've been eating frog legs?
I am so sorry. I thought you knew.
Well, how could I with candlelight?
You are upset.
Oh, no, no, I'm not upset. After all, it's not the food that makes the dinner. It's the charming company.
Oh, Jeff, you have such possibilities.
Boy, this ice cream is good. It is ice cream, isn't it?
Jeff, maybe soon you will make me a member of the Bobcats. You see? I practice. No more do I say boob cats.
Well, it's only for fellas.
Oh, I could learn to play football.
Antoinette, you don't know what you're asking. You just mention the word girl around the fellas and they run away from you. Like you got the mumps.
Good evening, Jeff.
Oh, hello, Mr. Duvall.
Please sit down. I just came in for my book. Ah,
oui. This is a nice dinner party. I'm having a wonderful time.
Bon, bon.
Your daughter's very nice. She's pretty for a girl. Times I'd like to take out. Like to a benefit concert.
Benefit concert? Perhaps I might go myself.
Oh, well, we're counting on it. The tickets are going to be $5.
Here. I'll put you in charge of getting me a good seat. Hmm?
Well, you'll have the best. You'll be sitting on the stage right behind the piano.
I see. You are far more adroit than the woman I met earlier today. But I had to say no to her.
You know, I was thinking of taking your daughter to the school picnic.
You see, Jeff, I am here for a much-needed rest.
She could ride on my handlebars. I don't care who sees us.
You must understand. If I
accept, I might even make her a member of the Bobcats.
Oh, Papa, I can be a Bobcat.
I am very sorry, Jeff, but...
Play it
and I'll marry you.
Jeff, we are flattered by your offer, but...
If you don't play it, we won't get our tackling dummy.
Tackling dummy?
Papa, les garçons sont en train de jouer à football avec un mannequin rempli de sueur. C'est un tackling dummy. Et papa, un tackling dummy est la chose la plus importante au monde pour moi.
And I figure we should make what we did in the doll's house, which was approximately $250. Of course, it's nowhere near the $2,500 that you were going to raise, but $250 is better than nothing. Don't you agree?
Oh, I'll get it. Stay in your corner till I get back. I don't want to miss any of this. Come in, please.
Dad, I'd like you to meet some friends of mine. This is Mr. Duval and his daughter, Antoinette.
How do you do?
How do you do, Monsieur Duval? Antoinette, very nice to know you. Won't you come in, please? Darling, I'd like you to meet Monsieur Duval. This is my wife.
How do you do?
Charmed. And his daughter, Antoinette.
How do you do, Antoinette?
And this is Mrs. Langley.
How do you do?
We have met before, and so have our bumpers.
I'm Mary. I live here, too.
Obviously. You have the loveliness of your mother.
Makes us look like amateurs, huh, Pop?
Shall we all sit down? Bob?
Mom, Mr. Duval has something to tell you.
Yes?
Oui. Well, as you likely know, I am here on vacation. And regretfully, I have had to refuse to play benefit concerts. Only for the reason that if I accepted one, I would be obligated to play others.
I conveyed this to Mrs. Stone, so we're going ahead with my play.
But now an emergency has arisen. The Bobcats need a tackling dummy. For something of such importance, I play. If there are others who desire me for their causes, you must make them understand I will only play one, what you might say, an official benefit for tackling dummies.
We're going to charge $5 a ticket.
Well, did Jeff happen to mention the cost of tackling dummies?
Ah, oui, $33. And Mrs. Stone. If there should happen to be any money left over, like $2,500, you might possibly find use for it, no?
Oh, yes, oui. Wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful.
Chopin isn't the only thing I can scramble. If my mother had not insisted on piano lessons, I could have realized my ambition to become a famous chef.
Mr. Duval sure killed him tonight, huh, Mom?
Yes, he certainly did.
Mr. Duval, thank you.
Jeff, tell me, how did you do it?
Well, I didn't do anything special.
Did Jeff tell you, Mrs. Stone? He's going to take me to the school picnic. He's going to ride me on the handlebars of his bicyclette. He's going to make me a bobcat. And he even promised to marry me.
Jeff, the more I know you, the better I like you.